Professor in News, I'm Mary Rose. Mark Wayne Mullen is a step closer to becoming the next head of the Department of Homeland Security. The Senate voted 54-37 Sunday to advance the Oklahoma Republican senator's nomination and clear the way for a final confirmation vote Monday or Tuesday. President Trump says he'll order federal immigration officers to take a role soon in airport security unless Democrats agree on a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security. Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting.
In a pair of social media posts, the president first threatens, then states he'd made plans to put ICE officers in airports beginning this Monday. Mr. Trump says he'll do this if the congressional standoff continues. President Trump's announcement comes as a partial shutdown contributes to long lines at some of our nation's largest airports. The president suggests that ICE agents would bring his immigration crackdown into our nation's airports.
A federal judge has blocked the Pentagon's restrictive press policy.
The judge ruled that it's unlawful for the Trump administration to limit news reporters' access to the Pentagon. At issue was a new credentialing policy. In December, the New York Times sued the Pentagon and Defense Secretary Hegseth for adopting a policy that violates journalists' constitutional rights to free speech and due process. Reporters from news outlets that refused to consent were forced to leave the Pentagon. The Defense Department said it will appeal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hawaii has been suffering its worst flooding in more than 20 years. Heavy rains fell on soil already saturated by downpours from a winter storm a week ago, and officials said more rain is expected this weekend. Muddy floodwaters smothered vast stretches of the North Shore. This is SRN News. A new study of Christian media.
It comes from the Barna Group, and it finds that 60% of American adults engage with Christian media of some kind, and about half of them do so at least once per week. Two-thirds of adults say they believe Christian media is trustworthy. But the Barna report goes on to say, quote, engagement brings scrutiny. Among heavy consumers, 45% say the content can be divisive, and 40% say it sometimes makes Christians look bad. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new poll asks moms about church. It comes from Motherhood Today, and it reveals that about half of them say the number one reason they attend worship services regularly is to grow their faith. The second most commonly cited reason is to learn about God. When asked what's good and not so good about their church, a strong majority of moms say they like the small group ministries, but wish there was more mental health support and more outreach specifically to moms. This is SRN News. Allergy season is upon us, bringing with it runny noses, itchy eyes, and sneezing.
The good news is that treatments for seasonal allergies have become more effective in recent years. Pollen trackers, like the one maintained by the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, can help people limit exposure. Experts also recommend masks and over-the-counter medications. The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America issues an annual ranking of the most challenging cities to live in if you have allergies. This year, the top five cities are Boise, Idaho, San Diego, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Provo, Utah, and Rochester, New York. John Scott reporting.
Chuck Norris's death has sparked a wave of tributes from fellow action stars and fans. Norris passed away Thursday. Jean-Claude Van Damme shared condolences and called Norris a respected friend. Mike Huckabee remembered Norris visiting U.S. veterans with his wife, Gina. More details, SRNNews.com.